稣圣名开始我们下午的见证会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our testimony session.
好，我们来唱诗345首。
Let's sing hymn 345.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你，在安息圣日，也是我们灵恩布道会的倒数的第二天，让我们仍然在这里，这么多人来聚集敬拜你。
Merciful Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you for gathering us here on this holy Sabbath day and during our spiritual convocation, so that we may worship you.
感谢神让我们在这几天的当中。我们继续的在道理上面来学习。
We have studied your words together.
让我们能够更清楚的来认识你，也让我们与你的之间的距离能够越来越近。
So that we may know you better and to draw closer to you.
主，我们在一生之中蒙你的拣选，能够让我们能够归入到你的门下。
Oh Lord, you have chosen us to be under your name.
让我们能够在这属灵的家庭里面，我们弟兄姐妹能够彼此来互相的相爱。
You have brought us into the spiritual family so that each brothers and sisters could love one another.
让我们在这一生当中，在我们奔跑这天国路的当中，主，你有你的慈神的爱所，一直不断的来牵引着我们。
And you have guided us with your love and compassion, and led us on our way to heaven.
不管我们是在走在平顺的道路，或是在风雨之中。
Whether we walk in peace or in a storm.
主，你从来没有离弃过我们。
Lord, you have never forsaken us.
即使我们在许多的事上，我们有一些的软弱，主，你都用一颗怜悯的心继续的来带领我们。
Although we are weak, Lord, you continue to guide us.
主，我们真的是，除了你之外，真的是在这世上没有一件事情可以，真的是可以夸耀的。
Lord, apart from you, there is nothing in which we can boast.
真的，唯有你才是我们一生之中最宝贵的一件事。
Only you are the most precious in our lives.
我们在生活之中要不断的来仰望你。
And we let us always look onto you.
我们也求神继续不断的求你不断的来引领我们每一个人的家庭。
And may you continue to guide us in our families.
我们下午的时候有这样子的一场的见证会。
Now we're about to testify of your love.
求主你帮助要见证的姊妹能够勇敢的在这里来将你的爱及你对她的在信仰上的带领能够向大家来诉说来分享。
And we ask you to help the sister so that she may testify of your love and your glory.
求你的灵与他同在，也与我们每一个弟兄姐妹同在，让我们在分享了这些的见证之后都能够得到造就。
May your Holy Spirit be with each one of us so that we may all be edified.
将能够将所有的荣耀颂赞都归于你的名。
And we give all glory and praise to your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢神我们今天在下午的这见证会，我们要邀请住在 Oregon 的一位姊妹来跟我们来做见证。
I thank God we have asked a sister from Oregon to testify.
她要从那个地方，她住的那个地方呢是一个很小的城市。
And she lives in a small town in Oregon.
是在靠海边的的一个城。
Near the ocean.
那他呢？现在是只有一个人住在那里。
She lives there on her own.
他在几年前信主。
A few years ago, the sister came to believe in the Lord.
但是感谢神这几年来他能够仍然的很有信心的保守他的信仰。
And she has continued to preserve her faith.
那我们就能够从他的见证，我们自己来思想看看，我们如何从他的见证之中给我们一些的启发，让我们了解说，即使他是一个人，怎么样来保守他的信仰。
And so through her testimony, perhaps we can all reflect on our own faith and how we can preserve our faith in adversity.
啊，她昨天要来的时候，早上两点多就起床了。
And she said when she was coming here, she got up at 2 in the morning.
因为从这个这么小的一个地方呢，早上小弟帮她订班机哦，最早的班机就是六点多，然后再过来十二点多，就没有其他的班机了。
Because really the only flight available was leaves the airport at 6 a.m.
所以他两点多起床，四点多呢就到机场去了。
So she had to get up at 2 a.m. to make it to the airport by 4.
啊，小弟接他的时候问他说累不累啊
？And I met her at the airport and asked her if she was tired.
他说他一点都不累。
She said no.
感谢神哈、
哦！ Thank God.
他带着一个非常期待的心情啊，要来跟我们一起来参加这个灵恩会。
And she was eager to attend the spiritual convocation with us.
那下面的时间我们就啊，请啊 Sister Willa 来跟我们做见证。
So now we'd like to invite Sister Willa Erickson to testify for God.
I thank you for the opportunity to share my testimony with you and to be here.
我感谢主让我有机会在这里见证。
I must say that even though I got up early, I did take a few naps during the sermon yesterday, and I apologize for that.
对，虽然我是很早起来，所以我昨天是有睡了午觉。
Webster's New Dictionary explains a testimonial as something given as an expression of gratitude.
在字典说见证是一个感恩的动作。
A public acknowledge or a declaration.
或者是在大众的场合公开的宣布。
It used to be when I was little, a testimony in church was just a repetition of the same thing.
我小时候在教会所谓的见证只是重复的同样的东西。
As I rewrote my testimony, tears welled up because of what God has given me.
我在写我见证的内容的时候，我就不自主的会流眼泪。
I can honestly look back and say that God has always had His hand upon me.
我可以看得出来，神的手一直的在带领着我。
There were times when I turned my back on him, but he never gave up on me.
我曾经有离弃他，但是他从来没有离弃我。
There was once a time when I thought I felt his presence leave me, and he had every right to.
有时我觉得他好像不要我了，那我也觉得他也事实上也应该是不要我。
And I will explain that a little bit later in my testimony.
我等一下会再解释一下。
I was adopted at the age of 3 into a Mormon, very loving Mormon family.
我三岁的时候被一个摩门教的家庭收养。
I was baptized at the age of 8.
那我八岁的时候受洗。
And I was taught tithing at a very early age.
我小时候就会要奉献。
We never had a Bible in our house. We had the Book of Mormon and the Pearl of Great Price.
那我们家里是摩门教是不看圣经的，是看摩门经。
I guess you could say that these were our Bibles.
那就是我所认识的圣经。
We had scriptures to memorize, and so I guess they came out of these. They were scriptures from out of the Bible.
所以我小时候背的圣句都是从摩门经出来的。
These two books are beliefs and doctrines of how Mormons believe.
那摩门教有两本这个圣经，就是教导他们的教义。
So I did this until the age of 16 or 17, and then I rebelled.
然后我一直这样到16岁就开始在叛逆。
Cola drinks, tobacco, and alcohol, and all drugs were forbidden.
在摩门教是不准喝酒、抽烟，甚至可乐。
The cola drinks came much earlier in life.
那可乐是很小就开始喝了。
My cousin would come up from Arizona and promise me we'd go to the city park, and she would promise me that she would not tell my mother that I would have a Pepsi.
那我的
Well, as soon as we got home, she would say, Mrs. Bishop, guess what Willa did?
但是我们一回家, 她就跟我妈妈说, 你知道Willa做了什么事吗?
Well, so much for secrecy.
她好像没有办法保密。
In my junior and senior year of high school, I started smoking and drinking, and I delved into drugs.
那初中、高中的时候，我开始抽烟、喝酒，还甚至吸毒。
I was expelled my first semester of college.
我大学第一年就被退学。
When I returned home, I moved out of my parents' home and basically continued this spiral destruction to my body and my soul.
那我回家以后还是继续的这样子做坏事情。
I was moving in and out of my out of apartments and from job to job.
我就一直的从这里搬到那里，然后一直在换工作。
As long as I had cigarettes and was having a good time and was able to hold on to a job, I thought that I was doing fine, but I wasn't.
我觉得说我有香烟，有快乐，还有一点工作就够了。
Slowly, I was not only destroying my physical body, but my spiritual body as well.
这样的就不断地伤害自己的身体，还有自己的灵性，我都不知道。
As I write this, I think, why did I do this? And the only thing I can come up with is because it was forbidden to do these things, and it sounded and looked so enticing.
那我现在想说，我当时为什么会做这些事呢？ 就是因为一直被禁止，所以我觉得说这样更有诱惑。
You see, the enemy has a way of making bad things look so good.
因为我们的敌人会把这些事情假装得很美丽。
And that means anything.
什么都可以。
I decided that the best thing for me to do was to move to another state where no one knew me and start all over again.
后来我就决定说要重新开始，只能搬到一个没有人认识我的地方。
And so that's what I did. I had $5 in my pocket. I had... Go ahead.
所以我就拿着5块钱
two pairs of shorts, two tops, a blanket, a cup of raisins, and I started hitchhiking.
我就带了两件衣服、两条短裤、一包葡萄干，就这样走了。
I received a ride from Twin Falls, Idaho to Boise.
我就搭便车搭到Boise, Idaho州。
I stayed with some friends, I partied for a couple of days, and then off to Seattle, Washington.
住了几天，然后玩了几天，后来就继续又搭便车坐到华盛顿州西雅图。
I still continued to delve in drugs and alcohol and smoking.
一直在抽烟、吸毒、喝酒。
I had promised my father when I left that I would always keep in touch with him and let him know where I was.
那我离家的时候，我是有。 答应我父亲说会跟他保持联络，虽然有时候我自己都不知道在哪里。
From a week or so in Seattle, down I went to Oregon in the Eugene area.
后来我就从西雅图到了Oregon州。
Still continuing my happy-go-lucky lifestyle and dangerously stupid, I might add.
我还是一直的过了这么享乐的生活。
I still wouldn't let God in.
我还是不要让神进到我的心里。
I thought I could handle it all by myself.
我觉得说我自己都可以解决事情。
I was involved in a car accident, the result of drinking and drugs on both the driver and myself.
后来有一次，我遇到车祸，那我们两边的驾驶人都有喝酒和吸毒。
I dislocated my shoulder and broke two ribs.
那在那场车祸，我的手脱臼，我的肋骨断了两根。
There was a tree in the middle of the grill of the vehicle that stopped the car from going over the ridge 30 to 40 feet.
那赶车子是撞到一棵树，不然的话就掉从桥上掉下去，掉到河里去了。
And my body was wedged in between the seat and the glove compartment.
那当时我的身体就卡在前座跟前座中间。
There was a voice I heard that said, "It's not my time yet, Willa."
但是我就听到了一个声音说, "Willa, 时候未到。"There
was a lady who stopped at the accident, and I thought that she was speaking in a different language, but I later learned that she was speaking in tongues.
那当时有一个妇人也看到车祸要过来帮助我，本来不知道他在说什么，后来知道他在说方言。
I moved to Salem, and there was when I met my soon-to-be husband, Tom.
后来我就搬到 Salem 市，在那里我就认识了我后来的丈夫 Tom。
We went out on a date, and then I didn't see him for 3 years.
然后我们约会一次，然后在三年都没有看到他。
Then, after 3 years had passed, I received a phone call from him.
后来三年后，他突然打个电话给我。
And he wanted to know if we could go have coffee.
他就要请我去喝咖啡。
And we were married 6 months later, but we were still not in the center of God's will.
然后六个月之后我们就结婚了，但是我们是彼此都还是没有什么信仰。
Our lives felt like a piece of pie with a, well, felt like a pie with a piece missing.
但是我们生命好像就觉得说好像一个 pie 少了一块。
And that was God.
那少了那一块就是神。
If it hadn't been for Tom's hunger for God in his life, I don't know, truly don't know where I would be today.
如果不是我因为我的先生他饥渴慕义要寻找神，我今天可能也不知道在哪里。
I was baptized 2 more times, each into different churches.
我后来结婚之后又受洗了两次，到不同的教会受洗。
But each time I felt the same, and when I say that, I mean that it didn't matter if you told a fib. I mean, there was no black and white. It didn't really matter if you fibbed or, you know, or sin didn't really mean. Well, when you're baptized into the true Jesus Church, you know, I mean, at least for me, you know right from wrong and what is meant. I mean, what is truth and what's not. And with the other churches, it wasn't that way of feeling.
我在其他两间教会受洗的时候感觉都差不多。那到底什么不同，我是最后到真耶稣教会受洗才发觉。说在真耶稣教会受洗，就突然觉得什么都很清楚，什么是黑，什么是白，是对是错，什么是真是假的，在其他教会都没有这个感觉。
Okay, now I still haven't been baptized yet into the true Jesus Church, so okay. But each time I felt the same. If I lied or told a story, it was no big deal.
所以在其他教会受洗之后，所说撒个谎或是随便说点讲点事情，也不觉得什么大不了。
But instead of being burdened with alcohol and drugs now, I was burdened with anger and stubbornness.
那在这个时候我已经没有吸烟喝酒了，但是我还是常常发脾气，而且很固执。
And I felt blinded and carried away with my emotions in church.
所以我在教会也不能控制自己的情绪。
It seemed like every time I made new friends, it was time to move on.
好像每一次才认识新的朋友就有事情发生又要离开了。
If I held a position, it was time to leave, and the reason being was because their doctrine wasn't true, and they compromised the word of God.
我在一个教会待不久就觉得说他们的教义不符合圣经，没有遵照神的旨意。
Finally, I said to my husband Tom.
后来我就跟我的丈夫说。
When you find the right church, please let me know because I can't keep going on like this.
他说，我就说我不能再这样下去了。你找到真教会再跟我说吧。
Tom did some searching on the internet and found the True Jesus Church.
结果 Tom 真的去找，就找到了真耶稣教会。
He sent for everything he could get his hands on.
他从网络上找到教会，就跟一直跟教会要索取刊物。
And we jumped in with full vigor.
所以我们就全心的投入在慕道。
And about a month or so, the church sent Brother Roger and Brother Daniel.
后来在一个月之后，教会就才派了 Roger 跟 Daniel 弟兄。
And he came to visit us at our home.
他们就到我们家访问。
We prayed in the spirit.
他们也用灵言祷告。
And I listened to how I sounded and how they sounded.
我就听我自己的灵言祷告跟他们的灵言祷告。
Our tongue was different from theirs.
就听起来就是不一样。
After the service, I asked Brother Roger, was our speaking in tongues different because of the way we were baptized?
我就祷告后，我就问 Roger 弟兄说，我们讲的方言不同，是不是因为我们受洗不同？
And he said it's possible.
他说有可能。
And that made sense to me because in my prior baptisms, I'd been baptized in the Father, name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, which are all titles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我先前的受洗是奉父子圣灵的名受洗的。
And the method of baptism was going backwards into the water.
那是面向上，进到水里去。
Also, in prior baptisms, there was no living water. It was either a baptismal font or a swimming pool.
那以前的受洗也不是在活水受洗，是在一个教会里面的池子或者是游泳池里面受洗的。
I can now say that these three things are very important in the method of baptism.
我现在知道说这受洗正确性是很重要的。
Number one, baptism in our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一，必须要奉主耶稣圣名受洗。
Number two, in living water.
第二，要在活水受洗。
And number three, kneeling and bowing forward in the water.
第三，要跪着面向下受浸。
I still wasn't quite ready because of the fact I had been baptized three times before.
但是当时我并还没有说要决定受真耶稣教会的洗礼，因为我已经受洗三次了。
And I wanted to make sure that this time would be the last time and that it would be done right.
我就觉得要受洗就要这样，就要最后一次，那要受正确的洗礼。
My husband went to convocation in Pacifica.
后来我的丈夫去 Pacifica 教会的参加灵恩会。
Of 2002, when returned home, there was something about him. He was kinder and a more spiritual person.
他在2002年去 Pacifica 教会，后来回来之后，我就发现他不一样，他人比较温柔，也比较属，看起来就比较属灵。
You could tell by looking at him that he had changed in a good way.
你看他就知道说他真的是变好了。
He also had a mysterious fragrance, and that was the fragrance of Christ.
真的就觉得说好像有一股馨香之气，就是基督的馨香之气。
It can't be bought at a cosmetic counter.And it can't be sold at the church.
这个是你在任何化妆品不能给你的，你也不能在任何教会买到。
This mysterious fragrance rises always and only out of our intimate relationship with Christ.
这股香气就只能从我们跟主耶稣亲密的关系发出来的。
And it gives a subtle yet noticeable influence.Towards others, and I wanted what he had.
这样就能别周让周围的人也能发觉说不一样，也会觉得说到底是怎么样才能得到。
The King James Version of Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15, for we are all unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. And we had studied and prayed more.
格林多前书第二章第十五节就说我们是在神里面，就是也是有这股基督里面的馨香之气。
Praying was not easy for me, and I'll explain that.
那我们就尝试着要读经祷告，但是祷告对我来说是很困难的。
When I was little, I prayed for my family that I would be good and keep us safe, and that was about it.
我小时候祷告就是求神保护我的家人，就这样子。
And then in one church, they wanted us to pray in groups, and I would listen to some people how they could just get openly talk openly with God and how freely it flowed.
那后来在其他教会是大家一起悟性祷告，每一个轮流说，所以我就听他们怎么样的跟神祷告。
But I didn't feel comfortable letting others hear my feelings, and I really didn't know how to explain it openly.
但是我不愿意把心里的话就这样说出来给别人听。
And then in another church, you're praying in tongues, and you're not really sure what you're praying about.
那在另外一个教会用方言祷告，但是我自己都不知道在祷告什么。
Only that some unknown sound is coming out of your mouth, and that sounds like an unknown language.
那只知道说嘴巴说了一个听不懂的话。
And so when Tom came back from being baptized and is praying in tongues differently now than how he used to pray, I'm really confused.
所以当Tom从Pacifica教会受洗之后回来，他祷告的方言就跟我不一样了，我就觉得非常的困扰。
But I still wanted what he had.
我就是觉得说是怎么一回事。
So, at October 20th of 2002, I was ready to be baptized in the True Jesus Church.
后来在 2002年 10月20号, 我就决定要受洗。
So, Pastor Steve Wong and Brother Sam Liu, and along with my husband Tom, we walked out into the water, and I was baptized in the San Francisco Bay.
我记得那一次就跟传道跟两位弟兄到 三藩市的海湾去 受洗。
And from the minute I came out of the water, I was speaking in tongues.
我从水出来就开始说灵言。
I felt differently, and my life has been changed for the better ever since.
我就觉得完全有个转变，我的生命就变好了。
I'd spoken earlier in the beginning of God's presence in my life leaving.
我开始有提到说，我觉得神有离弃我。
Well, in 2004, I was offered the opportunity to go to the NYTS at Baldwin Park.
那在2004年，我有机会可以去伯恩教会参加神训班。
And I matter-of-factly stated to my husband Tom, I can't afford to take the time off.
我就跟我的丈夫讲得很清楚，说我没有办法请假去参加。
And as soon as I said that, I knew I had made a terrible mistake.
我话一说出口，我就觉得说错了。
I felt empty, and when I prayed, I felt nothing.
我就觉得突然觉得心里很空虚，祷告的时候也突然没有什么感觉。
It took a week of soul searching and asking forgiveness for God's presence to come back into my life.
我一个礼拜的一直的在跟神悔改。
Who was I to say that I couldn't afford to go when our Lord and Savior is the provider of all that we have and we need?
既然主耶稣能为我们预备所有，我哪有资格跟他说我不可能请假？
That 2 weeks was the best 2 weeks that I ever had.
后来就去参加了神训班，那两个礼拜是我生命中最美好的两个礼拜。
I witnessed his love and his power and met some wonderful friends I'll never forget.
我亲眼看到了主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的能力，而且认识了许多新的弟兄姐妹。
Tom had said to go.
那个时候是我丈夫要我去的。
Because he said it may be the only chance I'll ever get.
他跟我说，也许你只有一生也只有这一次机会。
And it was because in January of 2005, Tom went to be in sleep with Christ.
那后来也真的是因为2005年1月，我的丈夫就被主耶稣接走了。
The night that Tom passed. And we knew we would be going that night very soon.
那他过世的那一晚，我们也知道他要走了。
I knelt beside him and prayed, and that's when I realized, released him back to God.
那一次我跪在他旁边祷告，就真的让放开他，让他能回到主耶稣那里去。And
I thanked him for the time that he had given us together, and he very peacefully took him home.
在祷告中，我感谢主耶稣赐给我这个丈夫，然后主耶稣在让他在睡梦中就把他接走了。
It's very hard to explain the peacefulness and the love that was in our home that night.
那一天晚上，我所经验到的爱以及平静是很难用话解释的。
I was always afraid of Tom leaving because he was my rock. He was my spiritual rock.
我的丈夫一直是我的精神灵性上的支柱，所以我一直很怕他离开我。
But God is my rock now.
但是现在神是我的磐石。
God wants quality time with us.
神想要跟我们每一个人，在一起。
And He desires an ongoing relationship, and it's important that we take this time for this relationship.
他也期望的一直跟我们有亲密的关系，我们需要愿意跟他一起。
Not just on Saturdays or whenever our Sabbath might be.
不是只有在星期六守个安息日就好了。
But every day, pray always. Even if it feels like we're not getting anywhere, keep praying.
神希望我们每一天都跟他祷告，就算我们不知道在要为什么要祷告，神还是希望我们跟他说话。
The Lord has comforted me and blessed me in more ways than I can tell.
主耶稣已经亲自的安慰我，也一直的大大的祝福我。
Even when times seem their bleakest.
虽然有时候还是看起来非常的困苦。
He was always with me, and He has always comforted me.
但是主耶稣一直的与我同在。
Always remember to put God first, and in that, I mean, with your offerings, our source is our Lord and Savior, not our income, and you will see His work manifest.
我们必须要把神摆第一，因为主耶稣把一切的都给我们了。
Always be honest with yourself and ask yourself, are my work and actions in accordance with God's teachings?
让我们自己可以常常反省，说我们做的是否合乎神的旨意。
A person's life is meaningless without God.
一个人生命里没有神的话，是毫无意义的。
Work in itself is good.
做事情做工是好的。
We need to give God.Excuse me, we need to give God the glory wherever we have the opportunity to do so.
但是我们有机会都要归荣耀给神。
If you have a good job and glorify God in your job, your job will be enjoyable.
如果你有好工作，那你在工作里荣耀神，那这个工作就是好的。
And meaningful.
也有意义。
Excuse me.As I write this, God has blessed me with 3 caregiving jobs and 4 house cleaning jobs.
那神也给我是给我三个照顾人的工作，还有四个的跟打扫的工作。
And each person has their own feelings and has put God in a certain spot in their lives.
那每一个人对神的感受都不一样。
There are those who don't desire to hear and those who are interested, so I do the best I can.
那我雇用我的人，每一个人都不一样。有些人愿意听福音，有些人就完全没有兴趣。但是我只是尽力的跟他们传福音。
I will close by quoting Psalms 91 in verse 1 and 2.
我最后要跟各位分享诗篇91篇第一、第二节。
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty.I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. And may all the glory be given to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for what He has done in my life and will continue to do.
愿一切的荣耀都归于主耶稣基督，他一直的祝福我，我相信他也会继续的来祝福我们。
I tried to stretch this for an hour, but I didn't quite make it. Just... Thank you.
感谢神。
感谢神啊 ，Sister Willa 给我们一个很好的、感人的见证。
We thank God for Sister Willa's wonderful testimony.
小弟去拜访过他们两次，一次还两次。
I have visited Tom and Willa a few times.
所以对他们的情形啊，还有后来平常的接触，所以对他们的情形也都比较了解。
So I kind of know about their situation.
所以当刚 Sister Willa 讲到不能够自己的时候，我能够很深的能够了解到他的心情。
So I can sympathize somewhat with her experience.
汤是一个很好的一个弟兄。
Tom was a wonderful brother.
我想 Daniel 4:24 吴弟兄还有几位的一两位的弟兄跟曾执事也去过。
I know some of the brothers here have also visited them in Oregon.
对。 现在站在这里, 感觉上好像坐在他们开的车子里面, 那种感觉。
And I could still imagine being in, remember being in the same car.
他是一个非常的追求道理的人。
And he was a man who desired the truth.
为什么小弟这样子讲?
And why would I say that?
小弟去的时候, 我感觉到说他们对那种道理的追求, 那种渴慕的心啊, 真的是让小弟觉得 实在是很惭愧。
I remember when I visited them, they were so eager to learn the truth, and 其实, I felt ashamed myself.
其实他们对道理的了解，已经对圣经的了解，其实也已经有一段的时间。在那时候去的时候，
because by the time I visited, they are already quite familiar with the scriptures and the doctrines.
我记得好像是总共三节，去三节，他每一节都是 非常仔细的做笔记，然后跟小弟讨论所讲的东西。 三节的聚会。
So, I remember we had their services, I think, three times, and every time they were listening attentively and took lots of notes.
他们吃的东西是非常非常简单的东西。
They ate very simple meals.
可能有一颗蛋就已经是一个很好的一餐了。
And I think an egg was a luxury.
有一块小小的蛋糕就已经是很好的中餐。
And having a cake would be wonderful.
他们的生活很多的时间都是平常的生活都是在读经祷告。
Instead, they devoted most of their times to spiritual cultivation, to Bible reading and prayer.
所以你跟他们在谈话之中, 你可以感受到他们那种信仰的力量。
So when you talk with them, you can find strength in their faith.
这个东西是没有办法可以我们人可以去假装出来的。
This is not something that you can pretend to have.
因为神已经在他们的心里面已经是真正的生殖了那一种信仰的力量在他们的里面。
Because God and His truth has taken root in their life.
所以这个信仰的根很深。
And that root has taken deeply in their life.
所以即使是生活的条件并不是很好。
Even though they may not live a luxurious life.
但是他们所追求的是大部分是在属灵的方面。
But what they pursue is the spiritual.
这也就是我们其实我们在这一个社会在这个世界当中所没有办法去想象的。
And this is something that many of us cannot imagine.
因为我们的生活的条件很好。
We may live and a lot of abundance materially.
所以我们没有办法很难去想象说像这样子另外的一种的生活的物质条件非常的比较差的情况之下的时候人是怎么样子在过生活的。
You might not know how to live when you don't have much.
其实生活的越简单我们与神之间的关系就会越亲近。
But the less we have, the closer it is we could get to God.
虽然在拜访他们的时候这种短暂的相处，
So I only spent a short time with them.
但是在这种极短的相处之间， 你就可以感受到说他们把信仰放在很前面的位置。
But in such a short time, you could tell how they put their faith as first in their lives.
我记得我坐在他们的车子上在听他在分享。
And I remember sitting in the car with them and listening to their testimony.
听他在分享他的生活是怎么样子在过生活。
And how they shared about how they lived.
那时候我才知道说原来他那时候是因为他的膀胱的关系，所以他是带着一个仪器还是一个袋子在他的身上。
Because only then I discovered that Tom had to carry a bag due to some problems in his bladder.
但是从机场到他家，我没有听到 他有任何的那种的 抱怨或怎么样，觉得这里不好或怎么样子哪里不好。
But other than that, throughout the entire trip, he never complained about suffering or discomfort.
人在你知道带的那个袋子，其实是对身体是一个负荷，而且他还是开着车子到机场去接小弟，然后再回到他的住的地方。
And couldn't have been too comfortable for him to drive to the airport to pick me up.
啊，所以小弟那时候知道了以后，自己也觉得很感动，所以在那个即使是这样三次的聚会，从我记得好像是礼拜六的晚上还是礼拜五的晚上，然后在早上再到下午，这样总共三节的聚会当中，就可以感受到说神真的是跟我们在同在，一起在聚会那种的感觉。
And when we worshipped from the evening until the next day, I always felt that God was with us right there.
这真的是我们在信仰上面能够得到的最大的一种喜乐。
And this is the greatest joy we can ever receive in our faith.
就是我们在心灵上面能够与神真的是很近。
The joy to be close, to be that close to God in the Spirit.
如果我们真的是与神真的是很近的话，其实我们物质的生活其实对我们来讲已经是不重要。
Then when we're so intimate with God, then what we have or don't have becomes unimportant.
这就是一个人生一个极大的一个喜乐，是物质所不能够买到的一个极大的一个喜乐。
This is a joy that money cannot buy.
那就是小弟在那时候的一种的深深的一种感觉。
And that was something that I learned when I was there.
我记得后来小弟后面坐的都是比较对刚他所没有提到的一些的补充哈。
So I've just added some things that Sister Willa had not sure about.
其实到后来的时候Tom 弟兄呢，他报名要参加神学训练班
later,
神学生、哦、
later, Brother Tom actually wanted to enroll in the seminary.
其实在癌症的末期呢，其实是人非常的病痛的。
At the last stages of cancer, the patient is actually in a lot of pain.
也担心说他会不会因为上课的关系没有办法能够支撑，反而使他那个更多的病痛。
And we actually worried that if he attended the classes, he might get sicker.
记得黄传道曾经分享说呢，他打电话给汤姆弟兄的时候。
And Pastor Huang told me that he had called Brother Tom.
那时候汤姆还是非常的坚定说他要参加。
He was still determined to attend the classes.
这是三年的神学的训练。
The seminary is a three-year program.
但是呢，他还是有很坚定的信心说我要追求道理。
He was firm. He wanted to learn and pursue the faith.
刚才Sister Willa提到说Tom 因为饥渴追求道理，后来对 Sister Willa 后来的影响。
Sister Willa shared about how Tom's eagerness for the truth also led her to the Lord.
真的要真的是要非常的渴慕道理啊。
And we must have that same eagerness for the truth.
真的唯有这样子渴慕道理，才能够让我们的人生能够得到真正的盼望。
Then, in the truth, we shall receive hope.
一个人过了这，尤其是比较长的岁数呢，很难能够在观念上面有多大的改变。
Perhaps the longer we live, the harder it is for us to change our ideas.
尤其他提到说他已经受洗已经三次了。
Especially if you have baptized three times.
要改变再来相信真耶稣教会。如果要不是真理的话。
To change your ideas and beliefs again to be baptized in the true Jesus Church.
没有任何外在的力量，可以说这样子讲，没有任何外在的力量可以真的是改变人的。
Nothing.In this world, really could change a human heart.
但是 Tom 的改变改变了 Willa.
But Tom changed, and through that, Willa changed.
所以这种信仰力量上面的改变，并不是我们人用我们的意志、我们的理智可以去想象得到的。
The power of our faith to transform our lives is beyond this world.
而神看到我们那种饥渴的心
，God looks at our thirsting heart.
他就要成全我们
，and He will listen to us.
这就是我们一个人生之中一个重要的真的是一件重要的事情。
And this is an important lesson for us.
虽然Sister Willa提到他在年轻的时候有一 一段很荒唐的岁月。
Even though Sister Willa lived in indulgence in her youth.
啊，这也是给我们这一代的年轻人一个很好的一个提醒。
But what her experience now is a good example for the youth today.
啊，有时候啊，我们没有办法了解到说我们的父母亲的啊的那种的想法。
And when we are young, we may not understand our parents.
啊，父母亲。都是为了自己的孩子好。
Our parents want good for us.
哦，但是有时候孩子的心里很难去想象说呢，父母所讲的、所要求的呢，其实是为我而好。
But it's hard for the kids to understand that.
啊，所以小弟自己啊，身为一个父亲之后呢，也有这样子深深的感受。
When I learned this as when I become a father.
有时候跟自己的孩子在教育的时候。明明知道说这是好的，要告诉他，但是呢，未必他能够接受。
I want to tell them what is good. I want to show them what is good, but they may not want to know.
但是，如果你不愿意去接受，很可能最终的结局可能是要受很大的教训。
But if we keep going astray, eventually we might be chastised greatly.
啊，很感谢神，我们。年轻的弟兄姐妹能够到教会里面来。
We thank God that many young brothers and sisters are in church.
能够来认识这个神。
And you are here to come to know the true God.
渐渐的，我们的思想、我们的意念，我们都得到了很大的一个改变。
And God will transform your spirit and your mind.
所以我们的行为会比外面的人好太多了。
And what you do will be different and be better than those who do not believe in God.
我们的心思意念会比外面人更加的纯洁。
Your thoughts and your mind will be purer than those who do not believe in God.
但是我们要把握说这是一个非常宝贵的机会。
We must realize that this is a precious opportunity.
你看刚才是薇拉在提到她年轻的那一段的时间，虽然是短短的叙述。
It may be only a few years when Sister Willa was doing drugs or drinking.
但是她是真的是经历了很多，经历了很深。
But just a few years of experience was quite a lot.
刚开始的时候，很可能在肉体上面得到很大的快乐。
Perhaps in the beginning she enjoyed herself.
但是到后来，
But in the end,
自己的肉体、自己的灵都得到了伤害。
She was injuring her body and her spirit.
但是神真的是拣选人，真的是不凭人的所作所为来拣选我们。
But God chooses us not because of what we do.
即使是他曾经过过这样子的一段的生活，
Even though she had lived in sin,
但是神还是拣选了他。
God still chose her.
所以我们人真的是在神的面前，只有抱着一个很谦卑的心里面，神啊，真的是我没有。真的是再怎么做都没有办法报答你的恩典。
And before God, all we can do is to try to repay His love.
我们真的每一个人欠神实在是太多了。
Because we owe Him so much.
不是我们简单的做几件事情就能够表达我们对神的一个感念。
And it's not enough just to do this or that to repay God's love.
所以我们要永远的记得神给我们的恩典。
But we must remember always God's mercy.
永远的记得神是如此的爱我们。
Always remember how much God loves us.
把握我们这个信仰。
And to hold on to our faith.
这一段的历程，虽然他们在认识神这样子几年的时间。
They've only begun their journey for a few years.
但是可以想象得到说在一个偏远的地方要来维持信仰是不容易的。
You can imagine the difficulty in maintaining your faith in such a remote area.
还能够在边远的地方拿着我们教会的那一些的文宣刊物去做传福音。
Yeah, Sister Willa could still preach the gospel where she is.
哦，这不是我们在夸奖她。
It's, I say this not to
be flattering,
not to flatter her,
而是在告诉我们，我们的信仰真的是自己的，我们要建立自己与神的关系。
Well, really, we have to build, make our faith our own, and to establish a relationship with God
for ourselves.
旁边的人可以帮助我们。
People around us can help us.
我们旁边的弟兄姐妹关心我们，照顾我们。
Our brothers and sisters can show their concern and love for us.
我们可以看到弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
And we can enjoy the love among brothers and sisters.
但是还有一个很重要的事情。
But there's something more important.
就是我们自己跟神的关系。
What about your relationship with God?
我们是否已经把我们的信仰真正是深深的扎根了？
Is our faith rooted in God?
如果我们信仰还没有这样子深深的扎根，还是在看别人说别人待我怎么样子？
If we are not, our faith is not built on God, then we are always looking around to see how others are.
我们的信仰会倒。
Eventually, then our faith will fall.
因为魔鬼就会利用各种的机会来挑战我们的信仰。
Because the devil can use the people and the things around us to challenge our faith.
所以唯有我们自己很深刻的、很把握的、努力的要去追求在道理上面、在灵里面的那种的进步。
So let us hold on to the Lord and to cultivate ourselves to grow in the Spirit.
我们才能够向下扎根，上结果。
Then we can take root downwards and to grow upwards.
啊，所以我们虽然弟兄姐妹生活在这个圣何塞这个地方哈，这个是报纸说是全美薪水收入第二高的地方。
The newspaper says that the average income in the San Jose area is second in the country.
房价是高居全美国 ，Santa Clara 是全美国最高的地方。
And Santa Clara County has the highest housing price in the entire nation.
哦，我们生活在这个地方，我们更要注意，更要小心。
So living here, we must especially watch our faith.
我们走出了教会之后，真的是太多太多的诱惑了。
When we step out of the church, there are so many temptations.
我们在这里的时候，我们觉得好的无比。我们在这里，我们的感觉与神非常的亲近。但是一走出去的时候，我们开始那个心就开始渐渐的微弱了。
It may be so wonderful to be at church too, and but then when we step out, our hearts grow cold.
所以借了今天的见证，给我们一个很好的一个思想。
So may the testimony today remind us.
包括小弟在内
，including myself.
努力，再努力，在信仰上面更加的努力。
We must strive and work out our salvation.
真的是没有 shortcut.
There is no shortcut in faith.
真的是没有，只有我们真的是努力啊，与神更加的亲近，我们才能够保守自己。
We must strive and work hard at it to be close to God.
我们感谢神，我们借着这样子的一个见证啊，能够彼此互相的来劝勉。
Let this testimony be an encouragement to one another.
我们也在祷告之中啊，特别继续的啊，为 Sister Willa 来祷告。
In your prayer, please always remember Sister Willa.
求神帮助她能够在那里啊，能够继续的来。很在神的带领之下来过他的生活。
May the Lord continue to guide her, to lead her life.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归于天上的神。
We give all glory and praise unto God.
我们请大家一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.